The U.S. Department of Transportation today released a statistic that might not surprise you. In the first 6 months of the year, one in every five flights was delayed. Airlines know that's a problem. American Airlines is trying to reduce delays by having its pilots fly faster. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Flights can be delayed for all kinds of reasons. Bad weather, mechanical problems. A lot of times we're not even told the reason.
So a couple of years ago, I was flying to Charlotte, North Carolina.
This is Sarah, a corporate trainer based in Texas. She's a frequent flyer and writes the travel blog Road Warriorette. She doesn't want her last name used because her employer doesn't know she writes the blog. She's recalling a flight that was already delayed an hour and a half.
We took off. We hit a bird and had to turn around and come back. At that point, they were like, sorry, guys, but your pilots and crew are timing out, and so we're going to have to wait another 2 hours for a new crew to come in.
To help prevent fatigue, the FAA limits how long pilots can work. So if your plane can't make it to its destination before the pilots will reach their limit, it doesn't take off until another flight crew can be found. Timing out is one of the more common reasons for flight delays. So to reduce them, American Airlines wants its pilots to fly faster, taxi faster, and take other steps to reduce flight times so crews don't time out. In an email message to employees last month, American COO Robert Isom told dispatchers and pilots to, quote, utilize speed-up flight plans to reduce delays involving crew duty times. Captain Dennis Tager is an American pilot and a spokesman for the pilots' union.
It's flight plans that are submitted to us that have speeds which in some cases reach near the aircraft limitation or are not prudent in areas that contain turbulence.
Tager labels it pilot pushing and claims the airline is thinning the margins of safety.
Coming off of normal flight plans just to accommodate an overscheduled airline to avoid an FAA legal limitation from happening is not a part of the safety culture that our pilots are obligated and committed to maintaining.
Tager says passengers can take comfort in knowing that pilots do have the final say over flight plans and can reject the airline's push to fly faster if they feel it's not safe.
We are the checks and balances. We're on that airplane with them, and we've got your back. So nothing's going to change on that.
American Airlines would not comment on the air for this story, but said in a statement, quote, safety and regulatory compliance are always the first and foremost consideration. It goes on to call the speed-up flight plan a common practice, but American says it's always done within FAA regulations and with the agreement of the captain. Dean DeBias teaches at the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University and has worked with airlines and efficiencies. He says over the last decade, American and other airlines have cut costs, raised fees, and crammed more seats into planes.
So now they have capacities at the right level, fuel costs are down. Let's invest a little bit more to see if we can bring our customer service stats up.
So DeBias says with profits now flying high, airlines want to tackle one of customers' biggest complaints.
Why don't I spend a little extra money on fuel so I reduce the number of cancellations and delays? And one of the ingredients in that is I might have a flight crew that could make this flight if we turned it around quicker and got it off to Chicago.
But just a few years after American merged with U.S. Airways, DeBias says such a push for efficiency can be unsettling for employees and a tough balancing act for the airline. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.